You're listening to SBS News.
Talal Dibb opened his phone this morning to scenes of utter devastation. His home city of Beirut was in crisis, and he was in Australia, powerless.
I love Lebanon, you know, I love it. It's in my blood. And I was planning to go there soon because I have my sister there. She's an old lady, she's about 70.
The Western Sydney man spent the day desperately locating family and friends. He says if he could be there to help, he would go in an instant.
I just wanted to be there, try and help people, do something, do whatever I can, even if I can give them pieces of my body.
Mr. Dibb says the least he could do was offer his homes in Beirut to those who may need it.
Only I can do is, you know, offer what I have there. We have a couple of houses there we can offer to the people to stay in, you know, and stay in as long as they want.
Some 250,000 people of Lebanese descent live in Australia. On the streets of Western Sydney, home to the biggest community, nearly everyone SBS spoke to knew someone affected.
A cousin of mine, her four mates, they've passed away, and her cousin, look, that's in the army, he's survived, but his four mates all passed away.
It's very traumatic, very upsetting. It's affected me today.
We hope that there'll be more people alive. Lebanon's been through so much.
Even for those who survived the blast, the tragedy is far from over. Thousands are now homeless, and food and medical supplies, already scarce, are now decimated. Fatima Omran, another Sydney resident with family in Beirut, says it's yet another blow to a country already suffering.
So my first reaction was, no, this can't be for Lebanon. Like, we are suffering at the moment so much. My family's suffering. Our people are suffering economically. There's no work. My mum was just discussing with me last night that now they've got no flour to even make bread anymore.
Ms. Omran has been in constant contact with her aunt. This is one of the texts she received today.
She is fine, but she said it is the end of the world. Hospital beds are full and there is nowhere for people to go.
As the community here grapples with the shocking news, its leaders are banding together. Khaled Alamedine, the general manager of the Lebanese Muslim Association, says people are already asking how they can help.
A lot of the community frustrated. They don't know what to say. They are really sad. But they all want to show and to know what they can do for these families in Lebanon.
Antoine Charbel Tarabay, the Maronite Bishop of Australia, echoed those sentiments, calling on all Australians to show their support.
And the first message that I will be sending out to our community is a message of solidarity, because through solidarity we can build the hope. And it is the time now to show more compassion and more support for those in need over there.
It's hoped that even in moments of devastation, solidarity from Australia will help Lebanon through what will be some of its darkest days. New South Wales member for Lakemba, Jihad Dibb, says Australia's help will be essential.
There will be a lot of people who are hurting. There's a lot of people in mourning. We need to do everything that we can to avert a possible humanitarian crisis on top of everything else that Lebanon is dealing with at the moment.
An interfaith vigil for those lost in the explosion is set to go ahead in the coming days. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.